An independent commission concluded in a study released Thursday that there is no compelling medical reason for the U.S. military to prohibit transgender people from serving. The Transgender Military Service Commission went on to say that President Obama could lift the ban without going through Congress. The commission, which was co-chaired by former Surgeon General Dr. Jocelyn Elders and Rear Admiral Alan Steinman, a former Chief Health and Safety Director for the Coast Guard, called the prohibition damaging and found that medical conditions related to transgender identity are the only gender-related conditions requiring discharge, irrespective of fitness for duty. They found that other military regulations have been updated to reflect the latest consensus of psychiatric experts on mental health issues, but while gender nonconformity is no longer classified as a mental illness, military regulations have not been amended to reflect that. Contained in a different set of regulations, the transgender ban continued after 2011, when Don't Ask, Don't Tell was eliminated. The study was sponsored by the Palm Center, a research initiative of the Department of Political Science at San Francisco State University. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.